Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 5:30 on Monday, the 17th of May, 2021, and this is a continuation of the Town of Curry Beach emergency meeting relative to the COVID emergency. If I may have a motion to continue.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
This is Dave Edward, aye.
Thank you, David. I was going to see if you're on. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll go over the numbers, and I am happy to say that there have been significant improvements. Our zip code for Curry Beach, last month we had 83 cases. We now have a total of 88 cases. That's a 5-case increase, but it is not it's not zero, but again, it's not a significant number unless you're one of the individuals suffering from this disease. 28428 had 542 in Carolina Beach. Their new number is 558. Both of these numbers are quite a bit less than we have experienced month to month in the past. In 28412, across the off the island, so to speak, it was 3,024. It's now 3,166. The reason to bring these numbers up is to say that things have improved significantly, but this has not left us. This is still something that is affecting some of the citizens in our immediate area. In the New Hanover County, we had 162 deaths last month. Four more individuals have perished due to this disease in this month. So we are at a number of 166 deaths. The cases went from 18,435 total to a total of 19,259. The vaccination, 84,645 people have at least one inoculation, and 79,700 people have been fully inoculated. So, again, the population is really stepping up to get the vaccination. That's a personal thing that every choice that people have to make. for North Carolina, hospitalization was 1,096 last month. It is 815 this month. So that number is down significantly. The number of cases went from 949,366 to 991,956. So still a significant number of new cases for the state, not at a population level, but again, it's the numbers tens of thousands. The the new cases went from 1,380 new cases last month to 688 new cases this month. 50% reduction. Deaths for the state, 12,418. Deaths as of May, 12,981. Approximately 500 more. The daily positive rate from testing was at 6.8% last month, down from 7.7%, and a 10% rate in January, down to a 4.7% rate today. The county is still in a yellow condition. And most of the states, most of the counties, excuse me, are now in a yellow condition. David, I don't know if you have anything to add relative to our hospital. I think they're in good shape.
They're in much better shape as well, and that continues to stay positive on all those fronts.
Okay. Do you have any questions from council?
No.
Any questions from those on the phone? Okay, well then let's talk about the governor has made several changes to the mask law. And there are other things and improvements that we are seeing that may wish that we go ahead and make some changes for to our availability to our constituents here in town. Any recommendations from council? Joseph, I know you've been thinking about this. Any thoughts?
I think it's time to open everything back up, as long as town staff is fine.
You have an opinion on that, John?
I didn't hear. I'm sorry.
Joe said we should open things back up for business as normal.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah, I think we should get rid of the temperature checks and mask requirements and start our council meeting back in a normal manner.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on that, David?
No, I'm still the same as the rest of the council. I think the only thing is we should give the businesses something that is at their discretion. So, right now they have posted from us in accordance with our requirements. I think we should change the sign potentially and say that businesses are allowed to require this and council will support their desires.
Okay.
That's my motion to council. Because basically the governor just put all of the businesses down. Some businesses are going to go one way and some are another. And I would just like our visitors to know that council will support the desires of the individual business owners regarding masks, wearing their businesses. At least that's my personal opinion.
Okay. As we go through this now, what do we believe those changes mean? We are going to drop the requirement for temperature testing. Mandy, you okay with that? We will restart coffee with the mayor for the end of June, and we will use social spacing for that. Probably do it in this room. Let's see, what else should we add to that, gentlemen? The mask mandate for you here in the offices will be relaxed.
Well, that's not what the governor actually said. He said for people that have been vaccinated, but at least as I understand it, I haven't actually read it specifically, but my understanding was for the CDC, I shouldn't say governor, the CDC's recommendation was if you've been vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask, but if you haven't been, you still should, and it's at the individual's discretion, which is sort of the problem. I don't know what the right answer is for council, but for me, I think the thing should be individuals should act on their discretion for risk and be, I don't know how to say it, but be comfortable for others if they want to wear masks or not, right? I don't think they should be pointed out and laughed at or anything if they decide to do that. Because that's what the guy said.
I would agree with that, David. I don't think anybody can wear a mask.
I don't know how to say it. Yeah, I don't know how to say it, but that's what it is. I mean, same thing for our employees. If they haven't been vaccinated and they want to wear a mask, that should be fine.
Right.
And I think that's what should be on our doors. If you personally feel you want to wear a mask, then feel comfortable doing that at Extreme Beach. And if you don't, then feel comfortable doing that at Extreme Beach. But it's on your own, which is what the CDC said, basically. It's on you, which is how it should be anyway.
Yeah. I think we're pretty much saying the same thing. I was speaking pretty much about the staff interaction with staff because we had the mask mandate. If you're comfortable without it, that's fine. If you're not comfortable without it, wear it. But so do we have any, do we want to list some changes? Mandy, maybe if you could put out a list of things that you think we can change based on this, and we will take a look at that, and we can go with the consensus over the next week or so.
Well, I mean, basically it would be whether or not we're going to require masks in our building because the governor's orders puts it at the municipality's discretion. So, I mean, the CDC, you know, says that people that are vaccinated don't have to wear a mask, and those that are not vaccinated probably should still continue to, or those with young children that are not vaccinated. So I think it's kind of your personal preference at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no plans to check vaccination cards.
There wouldn't be checking of vaccination cards.
I'm going to a restaurant and I've been vaccinated, and there's nobody in the restaurant with a mask on. I don't know who of those people are not vaccinated, and I'm making the assumption that because I am, I'm okay.
Well, that in effect is the change, which before we said you needed to wear a mask. Now it's you have the option of not wearing a mask if you've been vaccinated, but nobody's going to ask you if you've been vaccinated.
Right.
So that's why I think what we should do is we'll set up, because these are really how we're operating, and then we'll put a note out to the citizens on access. They have access now. They have access by appointment.
They have access. I mean, town hall is open.
Mm-hmm.
I think that staff can stop taking temperatures, like you had mentioned earlier. I think council needs to decide whether or not you're still going to require masks in the building, because it is at the municipal, you know, it's at the municipal, in our building. I'm not talking about other businesses. Mm-hmm. The governor leaves that up to local governments, and he leaves it up to the businesses to make that decision, that determination, is if they're going to require a mask in the building. So I think council needs to decide, are we going to continue to require masks to come into the building? It would be my recommendation that we still continue to keep town hall closed for lunch, so we're not sharing desks, because not everyone may or may not have been vaccinated. We're not checking anyone's vaccination cards. And I think that council needs to decide if we're going to continue to have phone call, conference call type options on our meetings, or if we're going to open it up to the public and drop the team meetings, that kind of thing. So those are about the only things I can think of that we in committees, which, yeah, so we can allow committees back in the building to meet. We did allow them back in the building while you were out. Yeah. So the committees can meet in the building, but they'll be moved back into the conference room. And they can still use their Zoom option if they have members that aren't comfortable meeting. They can still operate that way if they'd like, but I think council just needs to make those few decisions.
Those aren't very difficult decisions, actually. So we are open. We are allowing people to come in to the building for access. We are allowing them to wear a mask if they feel comfortable with a mask. If they don't feel comfortable with a mask, we're allowing them not. They don't need to wear one. We have, like I said, the committees are meeting. I'm not sure what we're missing.
Could I just...
Arlen?
Fair to the two people that sit at the front, I guess that anybody can come in without a mask. That's the only thing that I question a little bit. And should we still say that people coming into the lobby should, you know, a mask is required?
I'm open, but if we're not going to ask the staff to wear a mask, I'm not sure what to do with that. Frankly, I get a little, it gets a little confusing. If you're inoculated, you're protected basically from the disease. You're not supposed to necessarily be a big transmitter of it, so you don't have to wear a mask. So, but the people who haven't been inoculated may be transmitters, but I'm under the assumption we're protected. So I guess I get confused on the quid pro quo here.
Yeah. So Craig, may I just email you the press release from North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. Might as well you can put it up in the room or not, but there's one thing that I think is interesting. NCDHHS recommends public-facing businesses post signage, reminding guests to social distance and wear a face covering if they're not fully vaccinated, reminding employees to self-monitor for symptoms of COVID-19, have a plan to immediately isolate and remove sick workers and clean high touch services once a day. So, I mean, I think the notice on town hall should say if you're not vaccinated, you should wear a face covering and remember to social distance per North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. And then we just have to trust that people will do that. And I think to protect our employees, we should still have the barrier in front of them when they're dealing with folks, right? The glass or whatever. Both businesses are going to keep going out soon with plexiglass between people.
Did you all get what David was saying?
Yeah. I don't have a problem with that. I got another potential issue if a business decides to continue mask, you know, on the door, and yet the country, the governor, or the county has said it's up to that business, and they try to tell somebody to leave, and that person then starts citing, you know, legalese that no, it's not. What is the enforcement cost if store owner Joe calls the police? Do the police respond to that? And no mask, no service, or I just see a fabrication.
It would be trespass. Well, I mean, the chief there, so I hope he can answer, but it would be just like no shoes, no service, or no shirt. Or businesses can require that. There's no state law that says that.
I don't see that.
Businesses are allowed to.
I don't really see that being our responsibility at all. We need to decide how we're going to conduct business here in town hall and with our employees.
So the governor says businesses may choose to continue to require their customers wear masks.
Yes.
And if they're allowed to require that by the governor, then our police will enforce it, I would think. I mean, about where the attorney is, the chief of police, but if a business owner wants someone off their property, that's trespassing. And the police enforce trespass. It's part of their job.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that any of our businesses are going to require it. You know, if they do, the governor said they could.
Okay. What would you like to do, gentlemen, if anything?
Instead of trying to do this off the cuff, why don't we come up with something that we all can, and Mary, you do a letter out to the citizens of what we're going to do here in town hall. We can, for our employees, we can set up the no temperature checks. We can do all that, but what we are going to do for us when the public comes into our building,
So you're going back to my regular suggestion, which was let's come up with a list of things we cannot do, and go with a consensus over the next week or so, and then communicate to the public.
But not to be disagreeable, but it's out there. The word is out there. Our phones are starting to ring. We've already had people calling wanting to know if they could come to the council meeting and things like that. And right now we're telling them that those were decisions that were going to be made tonight at the meeting. So I'm concerned if we're going to stick with our rule over the next week or two, waiting on a consensus, the kickback that we're going to get is staff for people that come in the building. So we just need a little bit of guidance on that.
Well, our next meeting, I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
I also think these are emergency powers. I'd be more comfortable if you made decisions in open session rather than decide on emergency powers by consensus.
Okay, that's fair.
All right. I think you have a very simple list. You decide whether people are going to come to the meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You decide on whether to what your town's mask policy is, and businesses are free to do what they want. And Councilman Hagler's right. If you're going to enforce it, no different than no shoes, no shirt, no service. So my recommendation to council is to decide what three or four steps you want to implement for your public facilities, town hall, and the community center. Chop, 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 and move on.
Thank you, Counselor. We can certainly do that. That's not very difficult. Fact of the matter is, so if we do open up four meetings, we have to open up to what level? Any number of people that want to come in? I think we're still going to control some level of access. So we get to a point where there's some detail that we need to work through on these things. The mask
mandate. Yeah. I think the governor opened up the building capacity, right?
Drop capacity required.
That's right. And then he said that if you're not vaccinated, you should wear a mask indoors. So,
and we should make sure we encourage that. If you're more comfortable
What'd you say, Alan?
If you're more comfortable wearing a mask, we want to encourage the people attending the meetings to wear a mask.
You could cite.
We need to make sure we say that, though.
I don't want to be confused here. We're not telling people. We're either going to tell people they have to wear masks or they can if they wish to.
Why don't you just quote the CDC language as your own? Fully vaccinated people don't have to. Vaccinated people, it's recommended that they do, and then put a line in there about respecting an individual's rights.
Yeah.
That's fair. There are the things, though, that we have the staff doing that we need to also deal with.
Okay, so
which is kind of where I started.
All right.
Right? But okay. So the counselor had a good, just go with the governor's language. We've kind of done that pretty much
the entire time
for the last year. Is that acceptable to the rest of council?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
David?
Yes, sir. Totally.
Okay. All right, so we'll go with the governor's language on how we are going to open up and how we're going to handle masks. As relative to the staff, I think we get rid of the temperature requirement. I guess that's about it. Do you guys agree to get rid of the temperature requirement when we come through that door every day?
Yes.
John?
All right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. David, you okay with that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we need a motion for this, Counselor, or can we go with this consensus?
Well, let's keep going down the list. What do you want to do about capacity inside?
About what?
Capacity inside.
How many people in the room?
Oh, capacity inside, right.
How many people does the room hold normal?
100 and something. I mean, it's rare that we ever
have
that.
But I thought we were going to follow the...
Yeah, if we're following
the governor's orders, we're just at room capacity.
So they've removed the mass gathering limits, basically. You just go back to normal.
So is council comfortable opening it up to capacity?
I am, up to the point where we have the... up to the point where we have a legal requirement because of fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
Everybody
yes. Yes. So we can do that.
Anything else besides temperature capacity and mask policy?
The phone call-in phone. Are we going to continue the call-ins for the meetings, or do you want to stop those?
I think we should make that option available. It allows people, at least for the next month or two, it allows more people to participate, to hear what's going on. I can enjoy their lunch or they can enjoy their dinner, still listen to us banter back and forth. So.
But only for a couple months?
Yeah, maybe a month, probably 2 months. And then we'll see. If we don't get a lot of people on the phone, then we're not going to continue it. If it doesn't have value, they won't use it.
So you got a consensus on mask policy, you got a consensus on capacity, you got a consensus about remote participation. You got a consensus on dropping the temperature screening. If there's nothing else, you could just entertain a motion to...
Just to end town hall being so closed for lunch.
Is that okay with you? To have it closed or not?
To keep it closed for lunch like we are now. Keep same town hall hours
for now. Everybody okay with that?
Yes, sure. Yes.
So entertain a motion to adopt what you've reached a consensus on.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. Mr. Mayor, I like the motion that we adopt the items that we discussed under the with the consensus from council.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Mr. Mayor, aye.
Man, did you get all that back to be off that?
Thank you, Counselor. We were meandering a little bit here. All right. Would you gentlemen like to meet again for the next meeting? I don't believe the emergency management resolutions have been closed by the county or by the state totally. So I don't think we should close ours.
Yeah, I would do at least one more month.
Right.
5:30.
Let's do 5:30. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have
I'll make a motion that we have an emergency meeting 30 minutes prior to the next scheduled town council meeting.
In June. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Aye. All right. May I have a motion to continue the meeting?
Motion to continue the meeting to June.
Make a motion that we continue the emergency meeting.
Yeah.
Okay,
Joe gave us a motion, and are you seconding that?
Oh, sure.
Okay, second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.